Area 1. Ground level. Central courtyard. Cork Oak Grove. In the courtyard between the two buildings that make up the museum facilities stands a small cork oak forest. It is an open space outdoors where you can see the oaks and the rich undergrowth that accompanies the trees, such as heather, rock rose and arbutus. The cork oak tree, Quercus suber, grows in the western basin of the Mediterranean in acidic soils, in areas where annual rainfall records range from 500 to 900 millilitres and where temperatures are not too low. Cork is the bark of the cork oak, and it is an extremely light, porous and impermeable material. The bark of the cork oak has another important property. It regenerates once it has been peeled. When the cork bark is extracted, the inner bark is left uncovered and the external parts dehydrate and dry up. A new layer that is thinner and more homogeneous begins to form inside, and over the years it will make a new layer of cork. The process is very slow and requires patient work over years. The first peeling of the tree is performed when the tree is 25 years old and the cork extracted is of low quality. After the first peeling, the subsequent peelings are done when the thickness of the new cork is around 25 millimetres. This process takes between 10 and 12 years in the Gavaras. The properties of cork were already well known in antiquity. In the 5th century, the Greeks used it to cover the amphorae they filled with wine. This was an inheritance they passed on to the Romans, and which later spread throughout the centuries up to the present day.